Namaste, ladies and gentlemen. It is a huge honor and a matter of unabashed excitement for me to welcome my colleague, the intelligent and effulgent Miss Elizabeth Starling, to the Excellent Spotlight today. Elizabeth, thank you for joining me and welcome to your Excellent Spotlight.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, for sure. You know, you're someone whose career has spanned multiple roles in clinical research, across the pharma, biotech, med devices, and in vitro diagnostics industries. In my book, your claim to fame is that you're unfailingly excellent at what you do. But I'm sure there's more to you than just that. You're relatively green in your career, but you're equally at ease in a leadership role and that of an individual contributor. I've worked with you for almost 3 years now, and I've experienced firsthand your admirable writing skills, depth of knowledge, attention to detail, passionate and wholehearted involvement in anything that you're entrusted with. And what's most noteworthy is the sheer confidence to adapt and figure it out on your feet. So to put it all in a nutshell, no challenge is insurmountable for you from where I look at it. So what makes you? Please help us understand the aspects of your educational and work experience-based background that actually prime you for success.
Sure. I found that in this industry, everyone has a very unique background that has led them to where they are. And I think my story is no different. It's very unique to myself. In undergrad, I was blinders on, headed straight for law school. I was going to be an attorney. You couldn't tell me anything different. I took as many credit hours as possible, graduated early, worked as a paralegal, got my paralegal certificate while in undergrad, and then was accepted into 2 part-time evening law schools, which would allow me to continue to be a paralegal during the day. So everything was perfect. I was on track. I moved to the city where my law school, I was working for a nonprofit representing children. It was exactly as planned. And as you know, when you have a good plan, it changes. So my law school committed fraud, the whole big thing. And it was a kind of a tough situation in life, but it gave me a very important skill, which I feel like I still use today, to be able to assess a situation and determine, is this salvageable to keep going on the same plan? Do I just need to readjust and keep going? Or is this a pivot moment and completely go a different path? So through talking to other professionals in different fields, it was a pivot moment. So instead of restarting law school, I said, okay, what's out here that I didn't know existed before? And through a series of connections, I learned about regulatory affairs and clinical research, and it just felt like home to me. That was kind of the path I needed to go. So from there on, I pursued a master's in regulatory affairs for clinical research through the Ohio State. And then I said, well, I want to jump in feet first. Let me find one of the top device manufacturers. And so I did. And I got a job there and got some wonderful experience at a manufacturer. And through that role, I said, okay, this clinical research thing is really, really taking off for me. I'm liking where this is going. So I found the biggest, baddest CRO I could find at the time and got a job there and kind of learned what I could in that role and realized that I really had an interest in the consulting aspects of my job at the CRO. So then I found a consulting company that fit my ideals and my plans. And so that's how I found my way to RQM Plus. So through a series of events is what brought me here, but it's all been learning along the way and just wonderful experiences.
Fascinating and eloquent. Exactly what I expected of you. You know what? I have a question by way of probe or, you know, call it whatever. You were in industry. You were obviously doing well. In fact, I think you will do well wherever you are. You just have those qualities. Why consulting specifically?
Sure. I like to talk and I like to communicate directly with clients, and I like being able to have different clients at the same time. And consulting really allows me the opportunity to speak to people on a regular basis, to speak to different clients in different situations with different devices. And you learn a lot more that way. The more people you can speak to, the more products you can have experiences with, and the more challenges that each client brings to consulting request versus when you're at a manufacturer. I feel like you can get, or even at a CRO, you can get a little more in your own lane. And that's something that, you know, I learned from my scenario when I was so focused on being an attorney, I missed out on other opportunities. And personally, when I was at those, in my previous roles, I was, stuck in the type of device I was working in or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, consulting just allows me to get a broader depth of experience.
I love the focus on continued learning. Yeah, no, thank you. So, and you've held many roles. You've worked at multiple organizations. What are aspects of your roles that came relatively easy to you? And what are aspects and skills that you had to work hard to attain and retain?
Sure. I think I have the same answer for both parts of that question, actually.
Okay.
So writing and understanding the regulations and applying them in writing has always been something that's come naturally to me. I like and have been able to successfully look at a situation and apply the regulation into ways that demonstrate compliance, but also, highlighting the things that clients want to highlight, but then also maybe not bringing attention things that we don't want to highlight. That's something that's come very natural. But at the same time, it's something that always requires continued growth. It's a skill that if you're not active in, I found for myself, you can get a little rusty. So being able to expose myself to different types of clients with different situations has allowed me to grow my writing skills. So even though I feel like I had a strong foundation joining, in the industry and in whatever role I was in, each role has helped me build on that. And each client that I've worked with and each product that I've worked with has just helped me expand on that. And it's something that I can see myself growing in, throughout my career. There's always more to learn. Regulations are always changing. There's different strategies that can be implemented. So it's something that I continually have to work towards improving. But it's something that I feel like that if you have confidence in what you know and confidence in being able to learn what you don't know, then that's kind of half the battle.
You know, it's so refreshing what you said. Basically, you said you like wallowing in the gray when it comes to the regulations and everything. And you hit upon a very important point, and that is the ability to tell a story, right, in terms of what you need to highlight and how you demonstrate conformity. That is serious talent. And I say breath of fresh air because whenever I talk to people and hear them speak about the current regulatory environment, it always sounds like they're immersed in fathomless waters with no boat to see that can carry them across, right? But here I hear you talking about how you like to take on this challenge, and that clearly primes you for success.
Thank you.
I'd like to know more. Elizabeth, what are some examples of projects or successes, or for that matter, anything that you remain excited about on a daily basis? And these, you wouldn't mind citing these as examples that spur you on to do better each day.
Sure. So thinking through some things that I've been kind of proud of through my career, I've had a published article in RAPS on substance-based medical devices shortly after EU MDR. Mm-hmm. I have been involved in some pretty key submissions. I've supported clients through some tough notified body questions. And the recurring thing I can think of is it's not necessarily one achievement that I'm like, this is my top shelf, trophy that I want to highlight. It's that I've had the opportunity to step out of my comfort zone quite a bit. And I think that that's where any achievement that I look back on and I say, I'm very proud of myself for being a part of that. And it's always come down to I've stepped out of my comfort zone and and tried something new or stretched my knowledge a bit. And that's how those achievements have taken place. So it's really, I wouldn't say a specific achievement that I can call out, but just overall growth in my career and to know that, I haven't stayed stagnant and that I have always tried to learn more and adapt. And, if I could give any nugget of knowledge to someone, it would be to work hard and to be willing to try something new. It doesn't have to be something crazy, but in each role, that I've taken, you know, starting out from an independent writer to, you know, being willing to jump in and lead a team of writers and subcontractors was a huge kind of undertaking. And, you know, just being able to go in and say, okay, let's do this, let's figure it out. It's just really been, I would say, my accomplishment. It's not necessarily in a specific award or anything.
Elizabeth, I think you're being humble. I know there's more to the story. Would you like to add another example?
Sure. So I actually had a personal experience with cosmetic medical devices that, through a series of unfortunate events, you know, led to some life-threatening illnesses. And that kind of really opened my eyes to the post-market aspect of this industry as well. And so in my current role, something that I really have a passion for and that I've been working with is anything in the post-market sector. So that's post-market surveillance, post-market clinical follow-up, and then, you know, SSCP. So with the EU regulation, there is a heightened focus on letting patients and consumers know the potential risks. That way they can make informed decisions. And so one thing I'm really passionate about is really, one, adhering to the regulatory requirements and helping clients kind of navigate those waters. But at the end of the day, it's about making the patient and consumers more knowledgeable about what devices that they would like to move forward with to potentially improve their health, you know, weighing their pros and cons for, you know, having those procedures and for, you know, trying these life-changing devices. So that's something that I'm personally kind of excited to be working in as well.
You know, earlier on, I had stated that you excel as a leader of a team and also as an individual contributor, right? Now, as I hear more about your background, it's clear to me that your excellence as an individual contributor, confidence in your abilities, excellent communication skills, and willingness to share whatever you've learned over time, along with the technical expertise and the ability to adapt, the ability and the willingness and the intelligence to adapt, are what make you a good leader. Now, I know I've enjoyed working with you on multiple projects, and quite frankly, I find myself requesting your presence on projects whenever I can. I'm not saying this just to make you feel good. I'm genuinely finding myself doing this time and again. So, all things put together, you are praiseworthy at what you do and how you go about it. Now, I appreciate this opportunity to learn more about you, to celebrate your achievements, and to shine the spotlight on the tremendous potential that you hold for the future. Wish you all the very best. Cheers, Rockstar.
Thanks so much, Jay.